This weekend in the Coral Sea, the United States and 10 other countries will hold the first training exercise for a new multinational effort to stop the spread of dangerous weapons and technology. Participants will practice boarding and searching ships for suspicious cargo and seizing any that might be discovered. The goal is to convince many more nations to join in the program, which involves intercepting dangerous cargo before it reaches rogue states or terrorist groups, NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Australia is hosting the exercise, which has been dubbed Pacific Protector. Australian officials say it will start Saturday at first light, with mock aerial searches for a commercial merchant vessel suspected of trafficking in weapons of mass destruction. Military and law enforcement personnel from the United States, Japan, and France also will participate. Countries from another seven nations, which also support the initiative, will be there as observers. U.S. Undersecretary of State John Bolton helped negotiate the guidelines for interdiction.
Four navies and liaison officers from all 11 countries will work out command and control arrangements and go through the mechanics of what a boarding and interdiction would involve. I think that's important both to improve the operational capabilities of all the militaries and also to send a political signal internationally that we are very serious about this initiative.
The exercise is the first under a U.S.-led program called the Proliferation Security Initiative, or PSI, which calls for interdictions of suspect shipments by air, land, as well as sea. PSI calls for sharing of intelligence among participating nations and then joint action to intercept suspect cargo. Bolton emphasizes that any interdictions would be done within national or international law.
One of the reasons that we have undertaken the initiative is to make sure that all of the governments that are participating have considered the possibilities, have made the political decision that they want to engage in the interdictions, and we obviously will have to consider very carefully the circumstances of any given possible interdiction.
Mark Valencia, a specialist on maritime issues with the East-West Center in Honolulu, says that if the participants are dedicated to working within existing law, proliferators will have plenty of room to maneuver.
It's not illegal for countries that are not signatories to various conventions like the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty to ship even nuclear materials or missiles to each other on their own flag vessels. And of course, it's not illegal to commercially trade in explosives or arms.
U.S. officials acknowledge the point, but they say that any stateless vessel or vessel flying a false flag would be fair game in international waters. And, they say, if a ship carrying unlicensed nuclear material moved into territorial waters of a country that is a party to the Nonproliferation Treaty, again, it could be intercepted legally. But there are other gaps in the interdiction effort. Again, Mark Valencia.
Warships and government ships that are used for non-commercial purposes have complete immunity from the jurisdiction of any other state on the high seas. So North Korea could carry such materials on its own warships, and they would be not subject to jurisdiction of any state.
Undersecretary of State John Bolton says the participants know the obstacles.
There are some areas where we probably don't have authority, and we all agreed that in appropriate circumstances we would be willing to look at ways of obtaining additional authority, such as through a Security Council resolution.
Michael Farley, the Australian ambassador to the United States, says the participants decided not to go to the United Nations first in the interests of being able to react to threats quickly.
We think the problem that we're dealing with is an immediate one. We want to engage countries which are serious, see this as a serious problem, and are prepared to do something practical about it.
U.S. officials say the initiative is not aimed at any one country, but proliferators such as North Korea are presumed to be the target. That makes it important to get the participation of North Korea's neighbors. Thus far, China and Russia are withholding judgment. Bolton says he will return to Russia next week to discuss decisions concerning guidelines for interdiction. The next training exercise, he says, is set for mid-October, another maritime operation to be led by Spain in the Mediterranean Sea. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.